psychology and Christmas tree lights on this Moment of Science. Watch someone lift a box, and you can tell whether the box is heavy or light. Watching the way someone moves, you can often tell whether they are a man or a woman. But what kind of information does the brain need, and what processes does it go through to convert a view of something into knowledge about that thing? A number of decades ago, psychologists worked with photographs or drawings of people doing various activities. By showing people a variety of these pictures and asking them to describe what they saw, psychologists believed they could learn how the brain interpreted visual images. In a doctoral thesis in 1950, Swedish psychologist Gunnar Johansson argued that to understand how the brain interprets motion, scientists needed to focus on the motion itself. To do that, he taped 12 Christmas tree lights to a volunteer, one at each major joint, then filmed the volunteer walking in the dark so that only the lights showed up on the film. When the lights were still, people watching the film had no idea what they were looking at. But as soon as the lights moved, it became obvious that the lights represented a person. Most of the time, they could even tell the person's sex. Since then, researchers have done similar experiments in which people wearing lights lift objects. Volunteers watching the film have been able to guess the weight of the objects with surprising accuracy. Johansson's experiments with Christmas tree lights showed that we interpret the world around us more by the way it moves than by the way it would look if it all stood still. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.